From the 6th of August, which is next Friday, there will be a new streaming option open to South Africans. It's called BritBox. It is a joint venture between ITV and BBC Studios. It was launched last night. It'll cost you 99 rand a month as of the 6th of August. And joining us now from London, Neil Dennett, the new markets launch director for BritBox International. Hello, Neil.
Hi, John. Thanks very much for having you.
Huge pleasure. There are a lot of people who really like British television. So what will you have on offer?
We'll have lots of great television from next Friday, which is not long to wait. So we have BritBox will offer thousands of hours of British TV. So that will come from the catalogues of ITV and BBC, and also a lot of new and exclusive titles that won't have been seen in South Africa before. So hopefully something for everyone. Should be lots of good recognisable titles in there with big name British talents starring people like shows like Vera and Endeavour and Grantchester that many South African audiences will be familiar with, hopefully.
And I mean, if it's on BritBox, does that mean it's not available on other options in South Africa, or there are some shows which one could watch on DSTV and BritBox, or is there an exclusivity to BritBox's offering?
Yes, so BritBox is very much focused on British TV, starring British talents.
I'm thinking of, thinking of the Graham Norton show or QI or whatever, I mean, if you've got it, nobody else has it.
The vast majority of programming will be fully exclusive to BritBox from launch and ongoing. So, yes, that's correct. There's lots of great British TV out there we've got to select from, and very little of it you'll find on other services in South Africa.
And the initial offering of what will be there, if I subscribe by the 6th of August, what's the divide between newish content, in other words, stuff which has been shown on British television, on ITV in the last 6-8 months, a year, versus stuff which is from the vaults?
So we're really excited about some of our exclusive titles that will be coming very quickly off the back of TV broadcast in the UK within the last few months. So shows like Line of Duty, we have season 6 exclusively available on BritBox, which will be the first time it will be seen in South Africa. That was recently the biggest program on BBC in the UK so far this century, the biggest drama. So we're really excited to be bringing that at launch. And another big show we'll be launching with that is exclusive and just showing currently in the UK on ITV is Professor T, which is a brand new crime drama, which stars Ben Miller, who people may know from Death in Paradise. So yeah. Alongside that, we will have a lot from the catalogues as well. So a lot of recognisable shows that people will know from BBC and ITV of the past. So, for example, we'll have the Miss Marple and Inspector Poirot from Agatha Christie. We'll have a lot of great comedies, 40 Towers, absolutely fabulous, French and Saunders, lots of big drama box sets as well.
Documentaries and feature films as well as series?
Yes, certainly. Factual and documentaries will feature there too. So we'll have particularly a lot of royal content. So some royal documentaries, we know the British Royal Family, there's a lot of fans of them in South Africa. So we actually have exclusive a brand new show, Wedding of the Century, which is a new feature-length documentary which allows you to relive Prince Charles and Princess Diana's 1981 wedding. That's just been beautifully restored in high-definition footage and includes interviews with some of the team from behind the scenes. So that's a good example of where we're bringing some new and exclusive content into the country.
Sport. A lot of EPL fans in South Africa who don't want to pay the significant amount of money you have to pay to get the DSTV bouquet, which gives you access to the EPL. Is that part of BritBox in any way?
No, we're not bringing sport. It's very much a TV offering, and yeah, we won't be carrying any sport on the service.
And the way it works is the way that Showmax and Netflix work, that it's there, you log on and stream as and when it suits you?
Yes, so you'll find us on a range of devices. So if you go to Britbox.com on the website, there'll be more information there. But you'll be able to stream the service on connected TVs from Samsung and LG or on your mobile device, your tablet, or your laptop. You just go on, register. You'll get a 7-day free trial to try out the service. So get a feel and watch some content and have a good look around. And if you still like it after 7 days, you can sign up to the £99 a month subscription. There's no contract, so you can drop out any time if you like. But you also have the option to sign up for a full year and just pay for 10 months. So there's a few different ways you can pay for the service and try it out.
Okay, and in places outside of the UK where you've launched, is South Africa the first? Or I mean, how's it gone in markets which are not in the English borders, in the British borders?
Yeah, so South Africa will be our fifth territory. Britbox launched originally in the US about 4 years ago now. It's now available in the US and Canada, the UK, and we launched in Australia in November. So this is our fifth territory, so we're very excited to be bringing to South Africa very soon now.
And adding new content, I mean, how much do you add? Because one of the things that people like about Netflix and Showmax is that there's constantly new material being added. Will that also be the case with BritBox?
Yeah, that's really important for us too. So we'll be adding new content every week and every month from day one. And a lot of that will be new and exclusive and fresh off the back of broadcast in the UK. So examples would be we'll be releasing new titles like Dead Water Fell, starring Neil Tennant, and a new service, a new program called Annika later this year. We have season two of Manhunt featuring Doc Martin also coming later this year. So, yeah, definitely subscribers will find fresh content on the service very regularly, and that will be a big focus for us.
And it's BritBox.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Neil, thank you very, very much indeed for explaining that to us. Neil Dennett is the New Markets Launch Director for BritBox International. I mean, I like the idea of a free week's trial, 7 days. In those 7 days, you can scroll through and see what they've got and see whether they've got enough to interest you enough to want to pay R99 a month for 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. And then if you run out of content that you are keen to watch, you just withdraw. As he said, there's no contract. So it seems like a very nice option to have available to us. And at R99 a month, it is, I would think, would be regarded by many people as an affordable option to have.